What are you trying to do? You're recording now.
Now we're recording?
Yes.
This is it?
Yes.
This is going down?
Yes.
Chilling with Villas, the podcast. I am your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And a think tank in the house.
Hello.
Jess filming.
What up?
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And Jackie.
Hello.
Yeah. I love when Jackie's here. I get to say, Jackie.
You say it anyways when she's not here.
Yeah, that's true. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. We are brought to you live on Anchor. Anchor doing it. And I'm recording with my new iPhone 8. Okay. Got it red. Yeah, got that bitch today. Check this fucking shit out.
Ew. Woo.
You say ew or ooh?
Ooh.
Ooh.
No, she said ew.
Ew.
I say, I swear, I thought I heard ew. I was like, what?
There's four people here that say she said ew.
No, I mean, I always say ew.
This sounds like ew.
But specifically, ew.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like both. Bunch of schizophrenics talking at once. Ew.
This is terrible. So, how you feeling, man? Yo, the weather is back to motherfucking normal.
Thank.
How many degrees was it today?
It was 13.
I think we could.
Six. What are you?
In the morning.
In the morning? Well, I don't care about the morning.
I'm asleep in the morning, so I don't care.
That's where I'm sleeping.
Oh, I'm up.
That's good. It's okay for you. And everybody in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
You and Mr. Rogers.
But, he's dead.
That's so crazy. We're just singing that fucking song on the way home.
Why would you do that?
In your neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Won't you be mine? No, after mine. That, it's too much. You're too much.
We don't know any of the words to any of this one. There you go.
Something like that. In the end, he's just asking to be your friendly neighbor.
No, he's a fucking weirdo.
He's the best perv. Weirdo.
He's a weirdo perv. Why do you think he's your
he
neighbor?
Is.
Mr. Dressup was the best, and so was he.
Mr. Dressup. Why didn't we talk about Mr.
Know,
Dressup?
But I'm saying those two
but they
are
said
classic.
That what's his name was a perv.
Never.
Mr. Dressup? No.
No! Why do you keep saying Mr. Dressup?
I don't know. I just by reflex I say Mr. Dressup.
Mr. Dressup is a shit.
Shit. Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
So is Mr. Rogers.
He gets dressed in a fucking...
Everything.
Suitcase.
Tickle trunk. The tickle trunk.
Whatever.
He's
tickle trunk,
Mr. Rogers.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Damn.
They lived in a tree.
You know what's my favorite today special? Because a man can turn into life.
Me
with
is
a hat.
Jeff. Me is yeah, that mouse. Jeff. You're actually wearing Jeff's hat right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be your nickname, Jeff.
Me is about Muffy.
No, my name is not fucking Jeff. It'll never be Jeff. Fuck Jeff.
Like Jeffrey.
It should be Phil.
No, nobody's afraid of a Jeffrey.
You want to smoke it.
Why would I want to smoke that?
Because it's Jeffrey.
Looks like you're going to have nothing but problems after smoking.
Wow. Everyone loves a Jeffrey.
No, not me.
Well, then. Fuck then you don't love Jeffrey then.
I agree.
That's why you just say you love a Jeff, but you don't love a Jeffrey.
Well, you're wearing Jeffrey's hat.
I'm not Jeffrey.
Why are you wearing his hat?
It's my hat.
No, man, Muffy the Mouse.
Muffy the Mouse.
From today's special.
Wow, you remember the name of the mouse?
The Rhyming Mouse, yo. The greatest MC of all time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Muffy the Mouse, guy. Who rhymed better than Muffy?
Me.
Okay, there.
Alright.
Okay. Okay. Rhyme better than Muffy the Mouse.
Yeah, I do.
She was serious.
I'm serious.
I should have had a rap battle.
She's serious. And she make you sound delirious.
Ooh.
And would spit words furious.
Because I'm mysterious.
Oh, mysterious.
Make you delirious.
I already used that one.
Okay. You already used that one. Ooh, you what's your word? You owned it?
Okay, it's not it now. Let's move on.
It's not it, but...
Right?
Yo, I just seen that movie last week.
This is one of those timeless movies you could just go back to.
I wish my mom was Kim Basinger or...
Kim
that?
Basinger?
Basinger. You wish your mom was Kim Basinger?
Yeah, she's
specifically in that movie? Okay, yeah. If she was your mom, you wouldn't think she was hot. If you did, that
would
be...
No, I'm in the movie, I mean.
But
okay, hold on. I'm somewhat perplexed.
Perplexed? Yeah. Did you have to say perplexed?
I know. I could have said confused.
Yeah, exactly. You're always like that. Always like, yo, I go for the bigger word. Major fucking definitions of everything. My name is Gary, and I like to show off the dictionary.
Yes.
Ooh. Poet, and you didn't even know it.
But
what? Are we jealous?
What are you jealous? No, I'm annoyed. Because I can't even spell half the words he said. So, I'm like, yo, spell that.
So let's not derail from that. You want abusive mom Kim Basinger, or you want Kim Basinger because she's hot?
Yeah, she's blazing. Dude, I'm gonna call your mom. Remember the movie? I'm gonna call your mom. See what I can round up. Like that can be.
A-Bot was the shit.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that's the first time I met Jess.
Unknowingly.
Yeah, like not knowing it was her.
We were in the same movie theater.
Oh god.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the shit.
Lickety splickety.
Lick it. Lick it, son of the split, lickety. Yeah, something.
Oh, your tank top screaming, Lotto, I don't fit you.
I fucking love that shit.
Give him an arrow steroid. Blah, 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 blah. I know where he said, blah, 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 blah. I love it.
A-Mile was good.
Yeah, right. It was pretty awesome.
Soundtrack was dope.
Oh, right?
It was the last time you would see, what's her name?
Had every white boy think they could rap.
Yeah, before she said. How'd she die?
I mean, where do you think MGK come from?
Sure, actually.
Overdose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you
go.
With alcohol, eh?
Something like that. Yeah. I know it was an overdose.
You know what's crazy?
Or like someone said that it was mercury because her and her boyfriend died? Was there mercury poisoning?
No, her boyfriend died before her and then she died shortly after, I think.
But was it like because of mercury or like...
That's crazy. Like in the same day?
Right? No, it wasn't the same day.
Oh.
But I think like Jess said, it was like the boyfriend died first. And she died soon.
You know what's crazy is how Whitney Houston died too. It wasn't even overdose. It was because...
Oh, no. It was pneumonia.
Pneumonia? Oh.
Oh, wow.
She
died
from pneumonia.
That was fast. Man, you got information like the speed of lightning. Well, God love Google.
That's information today, yo.
That's how we roll, man.
Google that's how we roll. Shit. Google is the
S-A-I-T. Yo, my girl went on gangster mode today. Google is the shit.
The shit. Can't go nowhere without that Google.
I'm telling you.
Google the Google.
Fuck Britannica.
Oh, remember Bing back in the day? I hated Bing. That shit.
Oh yeah. My goodness, yes.
Or Ask Jeeves or whatever it was.
What? Yeah, annoying.
You should have Ask Jeeves, guys. Yeah. It was like Google.
I heard of the other one.
Yeah, I've heard
but
of
that. But that other one, no.
Ask Jeeves pissed me off all the time.
They used to have like this old like black and white picture and then it was Ask Jeeves.
It was
and
butter, you could Google it and, like, signs.
It was horrible.
Really, virtual butler. It's like that was the series grandfather.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston was pretty bad when she died because you know the hot she like drank a lot with the pills, but what killed her was the hot water.
Well, she drowned or something.
No, it's like it gave her like a heart attack or something like that, and she just passed out. Boom.
There's always ways to die. Is
like her. What was sad was her daughter killed herself like that.
And died the same way, pretty much.
Yeah, because she was so depressed.
Man, that surprising one recently. What's that DJ's name?
Avicii?
I can't pronounce his name.
It's Avicii.
20 years old, man. Ceviche.
He's also a producer.
20 years old. I didn't even know who he was until he died.
Near he died.
Didn't know who he was.
It's all over.
No, but the thing is, I heard of him, but I knew a lot about him when they talked about him.
Yeah, on
his songs. And he's a producer, DJ. I heard some of his tracks like you were singing.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was also a producer.
Yeah.
DJ.
28 years old.
Great talent. And
29 years old, yeah.
Shame, man. 28, man.
Or 20, was it 20 or 29?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 20, whatever.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, but he had health issues and stuff that they said, but it was still, like, very unexpected.
He was fighting it, though.
Yeah.
For years, too. It was, early, like, he got those issues with his health, and he was fighting it. And boom. You know what's crazy is you could be the healthiest person in the world.
And boom, right?
And boom, life will take you.
And I'm the unhealthiest and you live forever, right?
Yeah. And I'm telling you.
Like the queen. She's 92. Jess,
you got a big point because I knew a guy I bowled with in Pont Mercier. The guy was a smoker, right? Big smoker too. He would smoke every half an hour. But he would jog. And he's like at 75 years old kicking.
Well, George Burns bummed a cigar since he was 11.
Yeah, he's like at 90 something.
Died. Almost 100 years old, right?
So I'm saying, you never know. Life Literally is. Nothing. There you go. Well, smoke chronic.
Never, yeah.
But that's chronic.
But it's still not good for your lungs.
What do you think? The queen's on like some type of super diet keeping her alive? Or?
I don't know, like, man. She just turned 92. No,
like, smoke is not good for your lungs, period.
Obviously. That's like papers when people are like, bleached or unbleached? Bitch, you're still smoking paper.
Yes, serious.
You're right. You're right.
Like, at the end of the day, what the fuck?
I want these vegan papers.
I love I have some. Not serious? Kind of like me, some organic shit sometimes.
Sometimes. Gotta break these ones out. Special occasions.
Yo, the box has a magnet on it, guy.
Yeah, just keep it nice and closed.
So, like, your papers don't get ruffled.
Yo, speaking of, do you feel like the most recent protest for 420 was unnecessary?
This is a fun fact or weird fact. Do you know what else is on 420? 1889? What?
Hitler was born?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a total coincidence. Like, shit.
Yeah, right?
I tried not to think of that
one. I did not know that. That was something I learned.
Because I know people yesterday. Born on 420. But I mean, like, yo, it's going to get legalized this summer.
Very shortly.
All across Canada.
Did you know we're having a pop festival? Legal pop festival?
A legal festival?
Yeah. We're going to have an actual first pop festival.
Now Montreal will smell more like weed than it's used to.
That's the 514 scent. Like, some people have
that's my street scent right there. Every time I walk past my building, I smell that shit. And when back in the day, you go by my window, you would smell that shit all day.
Are you kidding me? Like, this guy got on the bus the other day, and he got on the bus smelling, like, some serious loud. This one guy turns and looks at me, he's like, just nods his head, smiles, and he's like, that smell. Because I cracked a smile, so right away you're like, yo.
I used to hate the 106 for that reason. Every time I got on the 106, I didn't get love, really. I got, like, stared at, like, what do you smell like weed for?
You smell like weed.
Like, I got the seniors looking at me, look at that delay.
I had to work 420, and I knew for sure. Like, on my whole trip to work, yo, there was traffic. You just smell it in the air. Boom, this cloud across all the cars.
Every time I see even the time 420, it makes me think
I knew I was going to smell it today on my trip, for sure.
Even I look at the time, it's 420. Weed.
One
thing about me with chronic is I miss the social smoking with my people. I lost a lot of people because I didn't smoke anymore.
Well,
they're not your friends anymore.
That's like someone stopped being.
Not even that. I'm talking about people.
Not your friends.
I'm not talking about my friends. I'm talking about. My friends, no, I'm talking about my building, on Airly, anywhere else. Do you know how many times I would smoke a spliff? I see my boy on the street, like, you know, like Ross's boy, Lowell there. I see him on the street, smoke a spliff with him, you know.
It's not legalized yet.
Bam, bam, bam.
Shh.
Wait at least to the summertime, and you can throw in the names out.
Well, I'm sorry.
Let's just keep it on the low.
I'm sorry.
Allegedly.
So, like, I was in the Uber one time, and I get in the Uber, and the guy's like, what's that smell? And I'm like, oh, maybe my perfume. And he's like, no. It smells like marijuana.
You know?
And I was like, don't worry, I don't have a pound on me.
Like, it's a discovery. And I was like, it smells like marijuana.
I was like, that's very possible.
You know how many times I got on the bus, and I have, like, allegedly a 7 on you.
There you go.
I love how you say a 7.
allegedly a 7 on me.
The exact amount of
or
how much I possibly
14
had.
Or whatever, and people would be looking at me, and I would have to open a window.
Allegedly.
I love that. It's like two kinds of time, man.
I used to miss the 350 for the rehab bus, allegedly.
Rehab bus?
Allegedly.
And people will be passing a spliff around allegedly. And people be high off their kite, drunk off their kite, puking and laughing and everything else. I love that bus.
Allegedly.
Yo, let me say allegedly. You don't say allegedly. I say allegedly.
Why you guys say allegedly when I say allegedly?
I'm telling you.
I seen someone snort a line of coke on the 356 allegedly. One day. No, allegedly. I seen someone fucking do it, guy.
Smith, can you just...
No, he's good.
I've seen, yeah, seen it happen like at...
Yeah, but there's... That's... He's gonna sit on the
table. Okay, we're talking about weed allegedly. Now I can't say cocaine allegedly.
You can say a cocaine allegedly.
No, because you were name dropping me. I'm talking about some random person.
I wasn't saying name dropping. I was saying allegedly for the whole time.
You didn't say lately. I was only saying it in the terms of names. Obviously, if you don't know the people, you don't have to be allegedly. How the fuck are you gonna bust anybody without saying their name?
Allegedly.
See, there you go. Allegedly frustrated.
I think that's your word of the day. Allegedly.
Allegedly. That should just be part of your ledger. Allegedly.
Ledger.
Allegedly Smith.
Part of my ledger.
Yeah.
John Legend.
Big word, motherfucker.
Well, I went to school.
And so did I.
We didn't go to the same school.
Yeah, we did. I went to Dawson. Not Dawson.
I know, I just offended everybody that went to your school instantly with that shot.
That statement alone. Like,
but that's not true. Come on, man.
Wow. Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's allegedly. That never happened.
I'm watching myself this time.
What? Well, we're on iTunes. Now we get to be reckless.
I thought you guys said on
Do we do the warning?
Yeah, that's true, eh?
Damn it.
All right, let's give that warning out.
Annie, do your thing.
This episode of Chilling Villains will contain mature content, strong language, and might not be suitable for everyone. Do not try any of this at home. This for entertainment and comedic purpose only. Listener, viewer discretion advised. And for anyone who ignores this warning and still gets offended, well, too bad, you have been warned. Thank you, and please enjoy the show.
It was a mid-warning, you
fucking
know?
Fucking Vanna Black over here.
Oh, Vanna my Black. God! Oh. Vander Black.
Vander Black.
Vanna Black, not Vander.
Well, it's gotta be like a dude's name.
No.
I don't mean that.
You're acting like a female right now. The fucking the post,
what?
Acting like a female. You're just offended.
You just offended the other. If that's how I look when I act, please slap me. Fix me up, gay.
Fix me up.
Fix you up? What the fuck?
Plastic surgery. Fix me
up. What?
Yo,
oh, yo, what the fuck, Kanye?
What in the fuck, Kanye?
Oh, God bless that man. That was hilarious.
I just got hit us with a dead fish.
What?
I thought you were rummaging around looking for like...
No, she's the... I don't know why y'all are looking back here for.
That's true. Say it. We got like theater in the mind.
Pretend there's a glass here. You don't see us. There's a curtain.
We don't really see what's going on.
Right?
Theater of the mind.
This is production?
Yes.
You guys are acting?
Yeah, you look confused like a jazz player that's in the back of an alley with no instrument.
So a homeless guy?
Just started swaying.
He's like, what's that?
Hit your heart. Like, ah.
Is that jazz? I hear
you. I hear you guys talking about you. There's no one here. We're in the back. And I'm like, what is this, a ghost fucking shit? Ghostbusters?
No, our voice is like the voice of God.
I see dead people. I don't want to see that.
That's creepy.
Not at all.
God, why you gotta talk like that when I'm here, near the cave? the cave of darkness.
I'm not seeing them, though. Jess is standing right beside the laundry area. We're not in a basement. Okay, it's not in some professional studio. We're in a basement. Right? She's standing right near the laundry room. Looks like a cave. Looks like people go in there and don't come back.
Oh my God.
That's what it looks like right now.
Seriously, like my whole left side of my body is chilled right now. Like, just because you're like, they go, but they never come back. Once you go there, who knows if you're coming back.
I feel like when I'm walking down your stairs, I'm never going to come back because I'm going to fall and bust my neck.
Oh! Yo, I'm falling up them for some reason.
That's bad. That's bad.
At least you won't fall. Well, actually, yeah, you could fall backwards. But
let's not talk about the hypotheticals here, because I've already fallen through the first stairs out there.
That's true. That was fucked up.
Yo, the steps are
jacked. Yeah, but those were messed up, though.
Steps?
Yeah. All right, as a fat person, you know how embarrassing that is? You fall through stairs.
Can you imagine that? But the stairs were jacked up in the beginning. But, like, I can imagine that.
You know, I was laughing at myself, but at the same time, I was like, oh, my God, this fucking hurt.
Because it hurts, but in your mind, you're like, fuck, man.
Even though I didn't fall, like, 5 feet or anything, like, I was holding on to the rail.
You know, that
like
happened to me.
Fall into the depths of hell, man.
That happened to me. I went to our boy's house for Christmas Eve dinner. Sitting on this chair, I'm like, what? I look around, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Boom! Yo, the whole chair broke. Everyone started laughing. I was super embarrassed. And I'm like, my fat ass broke this chair. They were like, but they were giving me every excuse. They were saying, yo, the chair was about to break one time. And I'm like, just admit my fat ass broke the chair.
Like, I did this.
This
is my fault.
You know what I'm saying? But at least I never broke a metal chair.
Ever. Oh, wow. You really didn't bring that up. As your adventurous story was being told.
I didn't mention names.
I know you didn't. But I was there.
Now you're killing it.
Now I'm killing it.
Yo, right? you're going now more into the story.
Because I can't help it. Because you just opened up Pandora's box.
She's got a pretty one.
You know what I mean?
Yo, that is so awesome. I love that. Like, that would be a wicked commercial, Pandora's box. She's got a pretty one.
A Pandora would be a nice name for a stripper.
That's what I said. Pandora would be
nice. I'm pretty sure there is
We're naming, if we have a daughter, we're naming her Pandora.
Well, fuck you.
Whoa. Wow, after I just said nice name for a stripper, you're like, that's a daughter's name. Write that down.
That's what I say. But you. Like,
what?
Might as well just name her Evian, a bottle of water that everybody drinks.
You know what I'm
saying? Actually, it's illegal.
What?
It's illegal. A family already tried and they got sued by the company. It's illegal. The judge had deemed it illegal in 1998.
Not here.
To name anybody Evian.
Right.
But not here. Not in Canada.
No, it was Kansas.
Okay. Look at that dog. Yeah. Just
in the States, you
Evian.
Can sue somebody for falling on the sidewalk, right?
Yo, you can sue for like breaking into someone's house, and if you get injured, you can sue the person.
Like if you just that's actually your floor, you can't do that
anymore. You can't do that anymore, though. They break in your house.
And
you
know,
can
right?
protect
the
yourself.
The Fifth Amendment or whatever the fuck it is.
They made that. They killed. They squashed that.
Rights to bear arms.
No, that's been the right since 1817. Saldo when they made
since 1876.
No, but talk about the law you're talking about. They abolished that. Like they killed that. Like you can't break into someone's house. Like even a cop.
Well, you can't do that. Period. But I mean,
a cop
press charges for being
kicked in a door. Didn't say nothing. He got shot and the guy got away scot-free.
Yeah, because you're supposed to say police.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. That shit is abolished because you're protecting your house.
Yeah, but if someone tries to rob you and hurts himself doing so, he could sue you.
You can't do that anymore.
Dude, a dude just did that like a few months ago.
Yeah, it's actually pretty recent. People did that, so.
How does that even fucking make sense?
Because it's
I know it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. If you could sue somebody and make money
off of someone made the money off of McDonald's for hot coffee.
No, that story is because you don't get the story. Because I actually looked into that. And what happened is it was an older lady who had it between her thighs. Mm-hmm. And the coffee was actually way, way too hot. It was tea. It was the hot water. And she ended up having a car accident and it went all over her thighs. She had like worse than third degree burns, was in a coma and everything because of the amount of pain that she had. Yeah, man.
This
that's
wasn't
when she
the story.
Yet.
No, that wasn't the one. This was just like.
But we're talking about like because I didn't.
That's why
I
they
have
the,
heard of the hot
this
coffee.
Is the reason why they put that
it.
Hot coffee.
But that's why the one that started the whole putting the warnings on things.
It was an older lady who it happened to, and she ended up having to have skin grafts and everything. That's how bad the burns.
Even the one sold for like the hot pickles.
Hot pickles.
Yeah, on a fucking Big Mac. Pickles were too hot.
What
had to happen in the States?
Well, yeah, like you said, it's in the States.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know what's funny? You mentioned that. That was on Liar Liar, the movie. They said live. The guy broke through the roof, the glass roof, cut himself.
On a cutting
and
board.
Sued the girl for, like you said, like won her case. Won his case because he hurt himself.
That's ridiculous.
Breaking in.
That's one hell of a loophole. Yeah, you got a good fucking lawyer if you can hook
up. No, that's true. She just said the exact story. Like, not exact story, but the person hurt himself.
Yeah, breaking the in. Dog tried to attack the person robbing the house, and as he was running,
I'm pretty
from
sure
the
guy didn't have a sign.
The glass door and went through.
If you had a sign, that would have never went.
Yeah, imagine you had a sign. This is glass door.
No, this is a no dog. Beware of dog. That's what a lot of these people have that sign for, so they do not want to get sued for that reason.
Huh. I warned you,
right?
And you still got hurt, so.
No, you can't sue for that if you were warned.
Exactly.
You know?
No warning for you.
But that, you know what? You're right in a way that's so retarded, though.
It is retarded.
It's
beware
stupid.
Of man-killing animal.
But say if someone comes into your house and tries to fight you, you defend your house and kill him?
Yeah, that's self-defense.
You won't go away for that.
That's self-defense.
You're defending your house.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's self-defense. Kill him?
In your house?
That's
why the guy who shot the kid on his farm got away, because that's why in I think Manitoba or something
there was a case.
It's just recently. Yeah.
No, there's a case also. I heard the cop came in, went into the guy's room, yelled the guy's under the pillow, grabbed his gun, bow, shot the cop right in the head. Didn't go to jail.
It's messed.
Nothing.
Up.
They didn't knock. The guy busted in the house, didn't even say he was a cop. Went up to the dude, pointed the gun at him, the guy pointed, boom! Shot the cop right in the head.
That's the law, man.
No.
That's the law.
Yeah, but the law has to announce himself at the door.
No, I'm saying the fact that he got away. That's the law, working in that idiot self.
No, that's anyone. Say if it was a robber, be like, point a gun and you give me your money. You'd be like, in this house, the guy can shoot you.
There should be spirit of the law. Like, the cop, right up in your house and didn't present himself as a cop. Who are you to have a cop run up in your house? You're not just fucking George that goes to them.
Right? And you have a gun under your pillow?
And you have a gun under your pillow to shoot the cop.
Yeah,
It
could be a mistaken address, I know it sounds really crazy, but it fucking happens. It could really be like a mistaken address
The guy was a known drug dealer. The guy was a known drug dealer, but the cop didn't announce himself at the door, didn't knock, broke into the guy's house, and said, yo. And the cop went bang. The cop went bang. The guy went bang.
Bang, bang.
The cop got killed.
That's crazy.
And the guy got away with it. Nope. But I agree. He defended his house. He didn't know it was a cop.
See, that doesn't happen here, guy.
It happened South Shore, I think that happened.
That happens here.
Yeah, that happened here. Well, you're talking about it happening around here.
Yeah. You think I was talking about the States?
Why the fuck did... Yeah. Because it happens every day that we have...
But I was talking about South Shore.
No, I forget when it happened, but it did happen somewhere in the South Shore.
But, like, recently? Yeah.
Years ago.
Oh, okay.
Must be within the last 10, right?
Yeah.
Within the last 10.
Wow.
It's all around. You defend your house. Like, if someone breaks into your house...
Come on, man. You blast somebody.
Okay.
Even if you're going to defend yourself, for that. You could shoot someone in the fucking lake.
Yeah.
If you're trying to tell me that you're trying to defend yourself.
You could defend yourself if a guy breaks. If someone breaks into your house, right?
You don't have to kill him.
Dude, you don't mean to kill them, but you shoot him.
Guy, if you're shooting someone and you're aiming for the face.
Let me ask you. Do these people know how to shoot in the leg and shit?
Then you shouldn't have a gun.
What happens if they have a license?
They shouldn't have a license if they don't know how to use the gun.
They're defending their house. That is the fucking law.
Nah, man. No. You don't have to kill somebody.
No, you don't have to kill
no
one.
If you have a gun,
you're defending your house. If they get killed in the process, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it
does.
You're defending your house.
You're a murderer.
You killed somebody.
You're defending. You're not understanding. Okay. You're defending your house.
You can say defend all you want. Taking a life is something serious. If you get into a fight and kill that person, you go to jail.
Yeah?
Okay. So you're mean to tell me in the physical fights that you've gotten in, you had to defend yourself to a point where you had to beat the shit out of them, kill them.
Dude, if you're, like, say if you're asleep.
The person didn't even touch them.
If you're asleep and the guy has a gun.
No.
Hold if you on. Wanted to stop somebody, you could shoot them in the fucking leg.
Dude, right? If you're asleep, you're gonna suddenly shoot the guy in the leg?
But that's what I'm saying. If you have a gun, you should know how to use the gun, guy. If you don't, you should not have the gun. Well, even if you're
dude,
a licensed.
Dude, you're not understanding. You're asleep.
You're understanding someone's dead and you did it. You're going to jail. Yeah. Period.
Dude, a lot of these people, that is the law. I know you're right in the fact. You're right, the guy's dead, but you're not going to jail because you're defending your house. That's the law.
You can't kill somebody.
You can't kill anybody.
I have it right here.
All right. Here's the verdict.
So it's called a castle doctrine. A castle doctrine, also known as castle law or defense of habitation, okay, as a place in which that person has protections and immunities, permitting one in certain circumstances to use force up to and including deadly force to defend oneself against an intruder free from legal prosecution for the consequences of the force used. A person may have a duty to retreat to avoid violence if one can reasonably do so. Castle doctrines negate the duty to retreat when an individual is assaulted in a place where that individual has a right to be, such as within one's own home.
Assaulted.
Deadly force may be justified in the defense of justifiable homicide. Everything. Justifiable homicide is what it's called. Applicable in cases when the actor reasonably fears an imminent peril of death or serious bodily harm to him or herself or another.
Just
it is
robbery.
Not a defined law that can be invoked, but a set of principles which may be incorporated in some form in the law of many jurisdictions. Inside one's home is distinct as a matter of law from castle doctrine because the mere occurrence of trespassing and occasionally a subjective requirement of fear is sufficient enough to invoke the castle doctrine. The burden of proof of fact is much less challenging than that of justifying a homicide.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just say, I heard noise. That's like, say for example,
the person has
you're
to be coming at
no,
you.
When a guy's pointing a gun at your head.
You're sleeping. How the fuck you see that guy?
Dude, the cop was pointing a gun at the head. He points like, yo, the gun. He couldn't see if it was a cop or not.
I see you.
Dude, she's not understanding, man. She's stubborn, yo.
No.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
I see what you're saying. But
you're defending your fucking house.
The guy who blasted
hence
the cop.
The fucking name.
Is not George that works at fucking the CN Tower guy or whatever the fuck. This is known drug dealer had gun ready under the pillow loaded to shoot this cop.
Whatever, man. I'm done with that.
It's planned, guys.
This is he had it ready. So yeah, he did get away by the semantics of the law, but
it's still homicide. Like,
this is a homicide.
Justifiable or not, guy, you're still saying. Murdering somebody. But what I'm trying to say is, he could have, instead of just shooting in the face or whatever.
I see what you're saying on that, but you can't really judge how someone's gonna react.
Either
I'm
way,
trying
like
to get that into her head, but she's
way,
like,
hearsay.
When you're half asleep, yeah, I'm going to shoot the motherfucker in the leg.
There,
like, but, it's,
the
but see, it's also hearsay. Oh, I was afraid for my life, so
obviously,
I shot it. Yeah, but the only person that knows it is the guy that shot him and the guy that got shot.
Exactly.
And one's dead and one's alive. You have to believe.
Hey, okay, whatever.
It's true, though. It's hearsay.
It's still the law.
Okay. I didn't say it wasn't a law. I'm saying...
That's what I'm getting at.
Somebody should be. This person should have to be taking accountability for that.
Well, I hate to tell you, but that's the law.
If I get into a fight and kill that person, I'm doing time.
Well, yeah.
I can sit there and say,
but is that in your house?
All I want.
Is that in your house?
It could be in my home. If I go fight this person and kill him.
And yeah, and you're defending your house? And you're defending your house. You're not going
to
get.
Beat them to death?
Well, that's different.
Beat them to death is
you're,
very
if
personal.
You're, like, say if you're it's in, like, you're sleeping.
Overkill,
to death. If you're sleeping, okay. For instance, you're sleeping and the guy breaks into your house, right?
Beat someone to death.
Okay, that's different. That's way different.
Beat someone to death.
But we're talking about all different things here, though.
Beat someone. Shooting is one thing. Bang. Is it? You took the time to just wham it. But
we're talking about two different things.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Fighting.
But we were talking about...
I know
but
we were
subject,
talking about.
This is like
what I am talking about.
Else,
this is what I'm saying. I'm talking about... If I will fight somebody, I'm
going
to have to face
some shit.
Why is
this always going to two different shit?
But that's the whole purpose of a conversation, guy. You root out...
You want to stay in the same thing and then just
sit
here quiet.
Like a tree.
When you say like a tree? We're talking about someone breaking in.
Right, I know, but he's
and you're asleep.
Now. He's giving you another example. He's trying to branch out into a new conversation.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Unless you want to just say, all right, you're right.
I think it's time to roll some dice, maybe.
They were just going to stay there, you know, like.
Shit, we don't got. Well, we're talking about the law, right?
We moved on from that conversation. That's what we're trying to say. He branched out into something new, but you didn't want to hear it.
Alrighty then. So we are in 38 minutes, and this thing just goes off automatically after a few more minutes. Try so.
Yeah. I was like, all right, guys. Let's just all play fair and nice. Let's play nice.
So let's, you know, let's do what we gotta do.
Okay. Let's be friends, you know. Like, drink your beer, you know, stay nice and thirsty.
The lights get you hot.
Turn so on. Take off all your clothes.
Who's getting naked?
Whoa, come on. I know that if it goes towards review, like, hell no.
Except for her, she's like, yeah!
She looked at you like, you better not take off a single fucking layer.
Right? She don't want no other bitches up in your DMs.
She got mad at me the last time when I did a manual twerk. She's like, yo, you did a manual twerk?
You got angry at that manual twerk?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't in going the fucking.
Don't say you, eh? Hey. That
take manual that twerk. No, the phone. I'm talking about the phone. Wow.
No, that manual twerk, hilarious.
Yo, Ellen kills that shit. You know,
that's good for Ellen. That show. That's good for Ellen. Okay.
Ellen's awesome.
No, no, she's not that awesome. Oh. Oh yeah, I said it. Yeah. But Ellen, not that awesome. Yeah, it's war. That's what we do around here. Yeah.
He's looking around like, what's up?
Okay, he's not with me, but me. Yeah, right here.
That's a personal vendetta because I'm sure that everybody else in this room thinks that you're pretty cool, so hey.
I love Ellen. She's hilarious.
Yeah, I have no allies in this room, Ellen, as you can see.
I think Ellen's all right.
I think I'm actually quite that awesome.
I'm indifferent.
You're indifferent. Stop it. Choose a side, fuck.
Choose a side.
Stop being such a little sis. Choose a side.
I don't know, dude, what they're talking about.
You can't just play the fence all the time, guy. Just fucking jump off.
Can't sit on the fence.
It's true. I don't play the fence.
At right? All. No filter Phil over there.
Yeah. No filter
Phil. Filter Phil.
Jerk, Phil. Holy shit. I love it.
It's true. He's no filter Phil. That's why I wish your name was Phil.
Yeah? Well, too bad.
Too bad. Mr. Phil.
Is that twins with Mr.
That's your middle name.
Yeah, I know. I don't want everybody knowing that.
Philip.
Yeah.
Oh, all really? Right, then.
Yeah. Mr. Douche's twin.
Yeah. Mr. Douche.
She had an Eskimo pie.
You call her Eskimo pie?
Because you look at her.
Oh,
she looked like she's like a straight igloo guy.
She rolled up like a bean burrito.
She's
just
straight
eating
this close to a curve.
Oh, wow.
That was so uncool.
You were talking to me and calling me a douche. Like,
Who's the viewers we got?
Right now, Norm.
Where y'all at?
They were here, but they went, they left, they came, they gone, they conquered.
And it's not going to save if we go any further.
What do you mean?
Remember last time? It's not gonna save. Remember last time we didn't save?
At an hour, no.
Okay, we're not at an hour.
No, but like 45. It has to be like, so that way we can like. Yeah.
I think someone's got a fire up her ass today.
Woo!
It's the fucking coffee, I'm telling you.
I love how she's like the coffee as she has a NOS sitting here. She's like, it's a coffee. I had 5 hours ago. So.
What is it? It starts with a G. I can't even pronounce it because I'm not smart.
What's that?
In those energy drinks.
Is Giana?
There we go. Yeah, is what?
Oh, ginseng?
Ginseng.
No.
Ginseng.
It's Gara.
Oh, Guarana or some shit. Guarana.
Guarana.
It's like that's the what makes you and gives you the energy, right?
No, it's the taurine.
Taurine. Yeah, okay.
Because our body naturally produces taurine, but it kind of gives it a boost.
Apparently, you know what's crazy is I was in a PAV class, And they told me, because they have the new drink, of course, years ago with the not with the energy drink and vodka. The new energy drink and vodka. Yeah, and the guy's heart. He opened the guy's chest. Oh. And the guy's heart was like beating like this high almost.
This way, die from like drinking too many of these things.
What was the silver can? If you overly do too, like, instead of
anything else,
what is that?
Red Bull?
Red Bull, yeah. Yeah. Red Bull and, is it vodka?
Yeah, Red Bull. I'm drinking rum.
And Red Bull.
Yeah.
The guy's heart was like beating.
I heard that video was fake. I didn't know it was real.
So, no, PS people. The girl, no, not the girl saw the video. She, a nurse, saw it live. So that's real? Like, it was really beating almost out of the person's chest. It was crazy.
That sounds nasty.
Do you know what taurine was originally made from?
What?
Bull bile.
Bull bile?
Yeah.
The bull semen thing is true.
That sounds bile.
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 That's worse.
That sounds low.
I almost would prefer the semen.
She is correct.
That is bile.
Stomach acid.
That's
bile.
That,
bile.
Gross. Oh, that's that intestine shit.
Bile, yeah, bile. Stomach acid.
Yeah.
Like when you get sick and you have that green stuff come up.
Bull
the bile. I swear to God, taurine is bull bile.
Which is vile.
But I'm Chang, you want an hour out of here?
This is not Chilling with the Villains, it's the Hater Podcast.
Jeez.
If you say something bad, you're going to get hated on. Bop, hard. Bop.
It comes with the territory, man.
It's part of the show.
Own it.
It's part of the show. That's how it works. No matter what, she's always
telling you,
dancing.
Jess was a cop, she arrested you, you'd feel insulted. He's like, you're going to jail, bitch. You can get raped up the ass.
Damn. Little bitch like you.
Little bitch like you doing that shit.
Sodomy.
Better not drop the soap.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, I tell you. You'd be wicked at interrogation.
I swear, they gonna have
You know what's so funny is this light's on us right now, and she's like behind the desk. And it's like she's interrogating me right now.
Where were you last night?
Where were you last night?
Around this time. This time. Same time last night.
You showing a black screen?
No, I'm showing her the time.
Maybe I like black screens.
Yeah, she likes big black screens, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just showing her black screens and more reflection. Yeah.
Big old black screens.
Yeah, big old black screens.
They're just so fun to play with.
Dexter St. Jacques.
Dexter St. Jacques.
Woo! As caught.
I like the snow on the screen.
Snow?
What snow?
White, motherfucker.
Easy, you're the snow white, right? So...
Okay.
Don't nobody like snowmen. Don't nobody. I'm sorry.
Shake your little tail feather for her.
We're in Canada. Wow.
I pictured you going home and Manuel turkey for her. That was the best. Empty.
Man, what the... Jeez. We're gonna get the soundboard up and going soon. Because then we can do those little...
Yeah, we're gonna get that going.
Everybody... Some people don't even know what I'm saying when I say... Bah! Or what that even means.
Because that's Smith who does it, you know?
Used to make this sound where he used to interrupt people going... Bah! Every time.
Do it.
So I was saying, go ahead. Bah! We're gonna have that on the sword...
I would love a sword board. Just a board full of swords that you could just choose from and fight people with.
Like Crouching Tiger, Hidden
Sounds
Dragon.
Like a box of men. Pick them out.
I like this sword.
This one's really extra pretty because it has that extra glare. And it makes the fancy noise when it swings. He just wanted to see you bend over.
Oh no.
That is very mean. That is very mean. Only on Sunday, so yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, Jackie.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Sundays are special.
Amen.
It's the day of the Lord.
That's why it's special.
I love how you burp the voice. Today's special.
Today's special.
It's everyone. Loud and clear. What?
See, now when that starts happening, we're gonna mosey on out. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's like, wow. What? What?
Yeah.
What?
Please tell me you saw that television show.
Nope.
Today's special?
We talked about that like a half an hour ago.
Yeah. 27 minutes ago.
Late to the party.
Right.
But, you want to hear about today's special and anything else about us, you go to facebook.com/chillvillains, memes, vids, and stay chill. I'm going to forget everything after this. We're on Instagram. Sometimes we are live on Instagram, like we are right now. That's at
Chill With Villains.
We're on our Snapchat sometimes. That's at Chill Villains. We're on Twitter sometimes at Chill Villains. And we're going to have productions on our SoundCloud.com/
Chill With Villains.
Do you have any complaints? We still don't care. But nonetheless, send those complaints to Chill With Villains.
It makes me want to sing that Big Punisher song. We don't care.
At gmail.com.
/ we don't give a fuck what you say. No,
that's the subject line. Go ahead. Shout out to Khadijah.R on Instagram. Arr. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com.
Yo, motherfucker, yo.
Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And the Think Tank in the house.
Bye.
Jess Philman.
Peace.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
Jackie.
Bye.
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Yep, yep, yep.